Welcome students to distant e-learning program of AEES. Today we are going to learn a lesson of class 10th English supplementary reader. The chapter number is 7 and the name of the chapter is Necklace, written by Guy de Maupassant. Before we begin, let's get some information about the author of the story. The author of the story is Guy de Maupassant. Guy de Maupassant was a great French writer. He is considered to be one of the best short story writers of the world. He was born on 5th August 1850 in France and died on 6th July 1893. Maupassant was a representative of the naturalist school of writers who depicted human lives and destinies and social forces in disillusioned and often pessimistic terms. He wrote some 300 short stories, 6 novels, 3 travel books, and also 1 poem. Now let's see the introduction of the lesson, The Necklace. The story revolves around a selfish lady named Matilda. She is unsatisfied with her life as she wants a rich husband, but because she belongs to a family of clerks and her family is unable to give dowry, she is married to a clerk. One day, both the husband and the wife are invited to a party at the minister's house. But Matilda does not have good clothes and jewels to wear at such party. So, her husband suggests her to buy a dress and ask an old friend for jewelry. She then borrows a necklace from her friend and goes to the party. Then let's find out what happened next to the unhappy lady and what lesson she learns in her life. For this, we have to go through the story. But before going through the story, we will see the important characters of the story. The first character is Matilda Loisel. She is a pretty young woman who is married to a clerk. She is dissatisfied with what she has. She is always lost in her dreams of wealth and pleasure. Next character we find, Mr. Loisel. He is the husband of Matilda and is an ordinary clerk. He lives within his means. He always tries to please his wife as he is a caring man. The next character we find, Madame Forestier. She is a good friend of Matilda. She is helpful and considerate. She lends Matilda a necklace that leads to her ruin. Now let's go through the story. In the story, first we find that the protagonist, that is Matilda Loisel and her unhappiness. Matilda Loisel, a middle-class lady, desperately wished she were wealthy. She was very pretty and charming, but had the bad luck to be born into a family of clerks and married to another clerk, Mr. Loisel. Her husband worked as a clerk in the office of the Board of Education. Matilda was simple, but she was unhappy. She was so convinced that she is meant to be rich and she detested her life and spent all day dreaming and despairing about the fabulous life that she was not having. Next, we find Mr. Loisel brought an invitation. One day, Mr. Loisel brought an invitation to a fancy ball organized by his boss, the Minister of Education. Mr. Loisel thought that her wife would be delighted to read the invitation, but she was not delighted to see the invitation. She told her husband that she does not have a good dress to wear to that occasion and asked him to give the invitation to his friend. Her husband, Mr. Loisel, told her that she could buy a new dress. She had saved 400 francs to buy a gun to join some hunting parties. He said that he would give that money to her for buying a new dress. Then we see Matilda gets necklace from Madame Forestier. Matilda buys a new dress, but she was not happy. Her husband asked the reason of her sadness. She said that she would not go for the ball as she does not have jewelry to wear with the dress. He replied that she could wear some natural flowers, but she was not convinced. Then he advised her to borrow it from her friend, Madame Forestier. Next day, she went to her friend's house and borrowed a necklace for the ball. Then we find Matilda at the day of ball. The night of the ball arrived and Matilda was very happy at the occasion. She looked very beautiful in the dress. Everyone liked her and she was absolutely thrilled. She and her husband did not leave until 4 a.m. Then they caught a carriage and returned home. Next, we see that the necklace was lost. When she returned home and was changing her dress, Matilda wanted to see her beauty in final view before the mirror. Suddenly, she noticed that the necklace was not around her neck. She was shocked to see that her necklace had got lost. She cried out and informed her husband that she had lost the necklace. Her husband searched for the necklace on every place where they went last night. He went to the police and the cab offices. He also put an advertisement in the newspaper, but the necklace was not found. So he advised her wife to write a letter to her friend telling her that she needs some time to get the necklace repaired. Then we find Loisel replaced the necklace. At last, Matilda decides to replace the necklace with the necklace that looks similar to it. Her husband gives her 18,000 francs, which his father had left for him. He took a loan of the remaining amount and purchased a diamond necklace for rupees 36,000 francs. She returned the necklace to her friend. Buying the necklace brought the Loisels in poverty. They lost their house, their maid, their comfortable lifestyle, and on top of it all, Matilda loses her good-looking face. Finally, we find the truth revealed out. After 10 years, all the debts were finally paid. One day, Matilda saw Madame Forestier. She was looking charming and beautiful as she had looked 10 years before. Now that all the debts are paid off, Matilda decided to tell the story to Madame Frostier about her necklace. At this, Madame Frostier informed her that it was a fake necklace and the cost of it was only 500 francs. So, we have completed the chapter and I hope this will help. This will be helpful for you all, and in the next module, we will see the brief summary and the theme of the chapter. Till then, stay safe and happy and healthy. Thank you, children.